Among his many challenges, President Biden has to deal with that recent and serious cyber breach, allegedly by Russia, that's still under investigation. Meanwhile, there's ongoing debate about how to handle disinformation and conspiracy campaigns online. NPR's Greg Myrie tells us how the president is approaching this national security threat.
Last year, P.W. Singer was asked to write the introduction to a big government report on cybersecurity. Instead of the usual bland summary, Singer, a cyber expert, produced a fictional account of Washington, D.C. in the aftermath of a devastating cyber attack.
The water in the Potomac still has that red tint from when the treatment plants upstream were hacked. Their automated systems tricked into flushing out the wrong mix of chemicals.
He imagined carnage on the National Mall.
All around the mall, you can see the black smudges of the delivery drones and air taxis that were remotely hijacked to crash into the crowds of innocents like fiery meteors.
Of course, none of this actually happened, but when the report was released last year, Russian hackers were quietly burrowing their way into the computer networks of U.S. government agencies and private companies. The so-called SolarWinds hack was not discovered until December, and now the Biden administration is assessing the extent of the damage.
That was an egregious attack on our government and also in the private sector. It exposed vulnerabilities that, frankly, we should have known we had.
Senator Angus King is a leading voice on cyber issues. He was also co-chairman of last year's big cyber report. King says the U.S. must get better at preventing such intrusions, and it must find a way to hit back. Hard.
If someone is punching you and they have no fear of ever being punched back, why would they stop punching you? I want somebody in the Kremlin at the table to say, "Boss, I don't know if we ought to do this because, you know, they're going to whack us."
Biden is winning early praise for bringing highly regarded cyber experts into his administration. And he plans to have a cyber director in the White House, a position former President Trump eliminated.
I think the Biden-Harris administration really gets high marks so far for the actions they're taking around cybersecurity.
April Falcon Doss worked at the National Security Agency and is the author of Cyber Privacy. She still sees tough challenges ahead. Some of the hardest questions could involve foreign adversaries, like Russia and China, intersecting with domestic issues, like online conspiracy theories.
If somebody's pushing QAnon conspiracy theories, is that really coming authentically from users of the platform, or is it being pushed by the military intelligence service of a foreign government who is an adversary of the U.S.?
Senator King wants the Biden administration to be ambitious. He believes the U.S. should lead an effort to set global rules.
We need to develop a kind of cyber Geneva Convention, if you will, that establishes norms and standards worldwide. And if a country or a group violates those norms, then you have worldwide sanctions, worldwide response.
Meanwhile, P.W. Singer says he's busy writing more fictional accounts about future cyber attacks. He says his stories are based on actual research, and he calls this work useful fiction.
You use the power of story to carry across real-world lessons. So it's not science fiction, let's dream it up. It's no. There is an original nonfiction research, nonfiction point to make.
His hope is that these doomsday scenarios don't become reality. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.